2 Samuel chapter 9 and verse number 1. The Bible says, "And David said, Is there yet any that is left of the house of Saul, that I may show him kindness for Jonathan's sake? And there was of the house of Saul a servant whose name was Ziba. When they had called him unto David, the king said unto him, Art thou Ziba? And he said, Thy servant is he. The king said, Is there not yet any of the house of Saul, that I may show him the kindness, show the kindness of God unto him? And Ziba said unto the king, Jonathan hath yet a son which is lame on his feet. The king said unto him, Where is he? And Ziba said unto the king, Behold, he is in the house of Machir, the son of Amiel in Lodibar. Then King David sent and fetched him out of the house of Machir, the son of Amiel, from Lodibar. Now when Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, was come unto David, he fell on his face and did reverence. And David said, Mephibosheth, and he answered, Behold thy servant. David said unto him, Fear not, for I will surely show thee kindness for Jonathan thy father's sake. Restore thee all the land of Saul, thy father, that I shall eat bread at my table continually. He bowed himself and said, What is thy servant, that thou should look upon such a dead dog as I am? Then the king called to Ziba, Saul's servant, and said unto him, I have given unto thy master's son all that pertaineth unto Saul and to his house. Thou therefore and thy sons and thy servants shall till the land for him. Thou shalt bring in the fruits, that thy master's son may have food to eat. But Mephibosheth, thy master's son, shall eat bread always at my table. Now Ziba had 15 sons and 2 servants. Then said Ziba unto the king, According to all that the Lord the king hath commanded his servant, so shall thy servant do. As for Mephibosheth, the king, said the king, he shall eat at my table as one of the king's sons. And Mephibosheth had a young son whose name was Machir. All that dwelt in the house of Ziba were servants unto Mephibosheth. So Mephibosheth dwelt in Jerusalem, for he did eat continually at the king's table, was lame on both his feet. Thank you. You may be seated. Verse number 11. The Bible says, Then said Ziba unto the king, According to all that my lord the king hath commanded his servant, so shall thy servant do. As for Mephibosheth, said the king, Behold, he shall eat at my table as one of the king's sons. I'm interested in this phrase. As one of the king's sons. I want to preach on this subject for just a few minutes this morning. It don't get no better than this. As one of the king's sons. That's the best it gets. It can't get no better than that. Now, we all know that Mephibosheth was crippled by a fall. The Bible tells us that in chapter number 4 and verse number 4, that he was crippled by a fall. We were all crippled by a fall. And we were crippled and was a long way from home. This chapter that we're studying today is all about the grace of God. That's what this chapter is talking about. It's the grace of God. Thank God for God's grace. I'm glad, thank God, that grace will get you from the hog pen to the home place. It is the grace of God has made it possible for you to be where you are today, and don't you ever forget that. You were crippled and you couldn't do for yourself. And you could not get to the king's house. We didn't even know the way to the king's house. But thank God for His mercy and His grace. Now let's look at a few things I'm through. It don't get no better than this because of verse number 1. His favor with the king. And David said, "Is there yet any that is left of the house of Saul that I may show him kindness for Jonathan's sake?" Thank God, I'm glad that we have favor with our king. His favor with the king is unmerited. There was not one thing that he could do to merit favor with the king. Mephibosheth is not inquiring about the king. But the king is inquiring about Mephibosheth. He couldn't do it. It's unmerited. But now watch it. It is unmeasured. God has already done more for us than we could ever measure. How in the world would we ever put a line on what God has done for us and how that He has saved us by His grace? But it's unmatched. Do you know anybody that could match what God has done for you? Nobody else had sent for Mephibosheth. Nobody else had went after him. So nobody can match the grace of our God that come where we were when we couldn't get to where He was. His favor with the king. Now watch verse number 7. His fellowship with the king. Now watch your Bible. And David said unto him, "Fear not. I will surely show thee kindness for Jonathan thy father's sake. Restore thee all the land of Saul thy father, that I shall eat bread at my table continually." Because of his fellowship with the king. Now, it couldn't be bought. You cannot buy fellowship with the king. No, you couldn't afford it. It couldn't be bought, and it couldn't be borrowed. Now, there's some things you can't buy, and there's some things you can't borrow. Now, some people has got the idea, said, "Well, I'm going to sit down here both so-and-so. He'll shout." You can't borrow it. Said, "I want to sit down here for you." Said, "Maybe some of that will rub off on me." You can't borrow it. No, I've seen people that's been shouted all over. Sung all over. Run all over. And they've never batted an eye. Why? No, you can't. It couldn't be borrowed. But it couldn't be bought with like this. It couldn't be better. When you come up with something better than fellowshipping with the king, actually, I'm preaching on it, don't get no better. No, why? It couldn't be better. When you sit down and fellowship with a king of glory, oh, it don't get no better than that. Now, his favor with the king, his fellowship with the king. But now, his family with the king. Verse number 11. As one of the king's sons. His family with the king. Now, verse number 7. He was accepted. Boy, I'm glad, thank God, that it's the blood of the Lamb of God. It makes us acceptable in the family of God. This is a family thing. This is a family thing. He was accepted. Verse number 11, he was adopted. Boy, I'm glad, thank God, that I was accepted in the family of God Almighty because of somebody else. And because of the grace of God, he was accepted. He was adopted. But I like this in verse number 10. He was assisted. Ziba is a type of a Holy Ghost. He assisted him. Boy, I'm glad, thank God, that we're accepted and we're adopted, but we are assisted. Romans 8, where it says, he helpeth our infirmities. Thank God, I'm glad that He does. When we can't help ourselves, thank God for the sweet Holy Ghost that assists us. Mephibosheth is in Lodibar. He's got no way to get to the king's house. I don't know a whole lot about Lodibar. It's a land of no bread. No pasture. So I would figure that it'd be kind of like where I live over yonder in Mississippi, way out there in the country when I was a boy. There wasn't a whole lot of traffic. So this probably, Lodibar's probably not on the interstate. Probably not a whole lot of traffic. When I was growing up, very few folks had automobiles. If you heard a vehicle coming, it'd be one of three people. The mail carrier, the preacher, or the sheriff. So the preacher come by regular, so the mail carrier and the sheriff. And we'd hear a car coming down the gravel road, we'd run out to see which three it was so we'd know what to do. So they probably wasn't a whole lot of traffic in Lodibar, but to hear a chariot coming. And so Brother Tim, there's like we was, they'd probably run out to see who it was. And so they look at a strange chariot. It's not an ordinary chariot. They said, this is not an ordinary chariot. Said, this is not its regular route. It don't run this away every day. Said this is the king's chariot. Boy, I'm talking about a stretch. A white limo chariot. Coming through town. My God, it stops at Mashar's house and said, well, there's nobody over there but that old cripple boy. Said, I don't know who they could be looking for over there. Well, Ziba is a type of the Holy Ghost. He's been dispatched by the king. And he's come to get him. And they said, well, if he's come out to him, he can't even get loaded up. Oh, I beg your pardon. He's come to assist him. Loaded him up in the king's chariot. Thank God I'm glad that I'm in the family of God because the Holy Ghost come by one night and assisted me when I couldn't get to where God was at. He dispatched the Holy Ghost and he come and assisted me. His favor, his fellowship and his family. But his fortune with the king. You said his fortune, yeah. He enjoyed protection. Boy, I'm glad, thank God, that we're protected in the king's house. He enjoyed promises. He promised him. Boy, I'm glad that he's good to his promises. He enjoyed peace. He never had peace before. But now he's got peace that's flooding his soul. He had never had anything, and now he's enjoying possessions. He is enjoying possessions. Thank God. Now let me give you the message I'm throwing. His future with the king. Now watch your Bible now. Verse number 10. Thou therefore and thy sons and thy servants, now watch it, shall till the land for him. Thou shalt bring in the fruits, that thy master's son may have food to eat. But Mephibosheth, thy master's son, shall eat bread always at my table. Now Ziba had 15 sons and 20 servants. Now his future with the king. They plowed the field. He didn't have to work for anything that the king had to give him. They plowed the field. They picked the fruit. And they prepared the food. It just don't get no better than this. Why? Simply because his future with the king. The only future you have is with the king, or you have no future. When he is down yonder road, he had no future. He had nothing. But thank God, I'm glad now he's in the king's palace. And he's got it all. And you know, they prepared the food. And when we come to the house of God, the Holy Ghost through the man of God has got something prepared to put on the table. You know, the only thing that Mephibosheth had to do was get to the table. You said, but he can't walk. I said, he's being assisted. He never was late for a meal. He never missed a meal. He was always there. If the Holy Ghost sets a table, he will assist you. Hello? Anyone having a time today? You've got no excuse. The same God that sets a table will get you to the table. You said, well, I don't like what he's put on the table. Well, la-di-da. If God sets the table, it'll be a buffet. It'll be something on that table that you need, whether you like it or whether you don't. Might be a little hard to get down, but it'll help you. There's a lot of stuff I don't like. But I have to eat some of it every once in a while. But thank God, on that buffet, there'll be something for everybody. That's amazing. Whatever you preach on, God will set the table for everybody in the house for every different need. All you gotta do is just get to the table. The man of God stayed up all night Saturday night. He's prayed all the week that God would give him something for you. And the Holy Ghost comes by and sets the table. All you got to do is just get to the table. That's all he had to do was get to the table and there'll be something on. Oh, yeah. After you eat that broccoli, you can have a little man of pudding. Now, you might say when you're eating that broccoli, I don't like this. But when you get that man of pudding, you'll say, hey, it don't get no better than this. He'll set a table. You come in the house of God, you know you need something, God puts it on the table, you turn and walk out without it and leave it. And that's the reason why you're weak and wobbly and warped. Because you never get to the table. You're more interested in time than you are the table. Now, King Jesus has took care of it all. Now watch it. I'm done. Transportation was furnished. That took care of our past. And the grace of God brought you from Lodibar to the Lord's palace that took care of your past. Transportation was furnished. The treatment is fine. That takes care of the present. God's got whatever you need today. Troubles are finished. That takes care of the future. God's grace covered it all. Well, I'm glad, thank God, that we do have something. Just like Pastor said this morning, if we had one clue about what we have. The question is, who are you? Have you ever thought about being a child of the King? Who are you? And where are you? We're just as good as in the King's house. And where are you going? Because of the grace of God. And when we get a hold of all this, we would have to say, it don't get no better than this. If you ever got a hold of what you have here, it'll do you more good than anything I know. There is some places that I go that you ought to have to go. You wouldn't have to go but one service. You take for granted what you got. The reason you have what you have and God meets with you is simply because of the favor of the King. It is the grace of God that you have what you have. When you come to the house of God and expect God to be there, you worship Him and He helps you is the greatest thing that ever happened to a child of God since he got saved by the grace of God. You ought to shout on the parking lot. From a broke-legged dog. To a buffet dinner. That's right. We was all a broke-legged dog. Couldn't get to the house. And thank God, God sent us and brought us to the King's house. It don't get no better. I thought about him being crippled when you was singing a while ago, Brother Tim. I can't even walk. God, I got chill bumps on me to hog goodbye. I can't even walk without you holding. My Mephibosheth couldn't even walk. Mephibosheth couldn't get nowhere. Mephibosheth couldn't go in, but he never missed out on anything. Why? That's what it's like being a child of the King. Didn't cost us a thing, but my God, we owe Him everything. I don't know what you need or what's wrong in your life, but whatever you need, He's put it on the table. That's all you have to do. Just get to the table.